Happy St. Patrick's Day this week. Do you know, if you want to sound Irish, all you do is make it sound like a question. That's all you do. You just make it sound like a question. This is Rant Maggie Rant on a track on a CD behind my head playing right now, but they're in front of me about to play live on our show. Have a listen. You know, we got a new guy in the studio. He doesn't understand radio. He's talking away. You can hear him in the back. Are we on air yet? Are we on air?
What does the red light mean?
He took one too many beanbag pellets, bullets to the head in Belfast. Folks, what a great show. We try to just kind of do it right here every St. Patrick's Day special. I know St. Patrick's Day is on a Thursday. Guinness has got a great campaign about it being on a Thursday. A few years ago, we had it on a Saturday. St. Patrick's Day was actually on a Saturday, and we had Sinead O'Connor as our guest. We had Bob Geldof lined up for today.
Really?
But his manager just sent an email last night saying, in the morning saying, if you've got John McCauley on the show, I'm not doing it. Or something like that. Hey, this energetic Celtic ensemble has performed on Canada's East and West Coasts and Central USA, as well as more than 150 shows in almost every corner of Ontario. Their 2015 Canadian concert dates include sold-out performance at the National Arts Centre in Ottawa. They performed at the Folk Alliance International Showcases in Kansas City and the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference in somewhere in New York. Kirkhonkson. In 2014, they performed at London's Home Country Music Festival, where they shared the stage with Ashley MacIsaac and his army boots. The Bills and the Beauties, Stratford's Knox Church, was internationally renowned musician Lorena McKinnick and Trent Severn. Boy, these are all very good bands, but you know what? This is the band I like, and they're in studio right now. Rant Maggie Rant. First of all, it's the name that gets you. RantMaggieRant.com is the website. And you need to know that they'll be performing on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, in case you didn't know when that was, at Hugh's Room. I was just there last night. 8:30 p.m. So you need to get tickets now, because this sucker is going to get sold out. But even if it is sold out, it's a great room. Not a bad seat in the house. Don't dress warmly, though, because it'll be very warm and toasty in that place. Just wear sandals. Well, it's time to start introducing this band, because there's about 30 of them here in the studio. So good to have them. I'm excited because I don't normally bring bands back this quickly, but you are back. Barry, how are you, my lad? I love that voice of yours, that deep, resonant voice. It's a great radio voice. What do you do in real life, Barry?
Doing a lot of music right now.
Are you? And you played last night, I think, didn't you?
Played last night a private show.
I could listen to your voice all day.
Thank you.
It's a little awkward right now, but yeah.
What are you doing later? No, I don't.
So you played where last night?
In Stratford. It was a private show for a retirement party. You know, we do these once in a while, and yeah, they're good. We do maybe four or five a year private show.
Honestly, if I was responsible for a wedding or something like that, or booking the talent, I'd book you guys in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. So that's for all my Jewish friends out there, for your bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, right? These guys will kill it. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Barry, would you like to introduce these crazy people, please?
Absolutely, yeah. This is Lindsay Schindler, our fiddler.
Right. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Lindsay Schindler, your fiddler.
This is Dave Clydesdale on
Big
accordion
Dave.
And whistles.
Dave's a very talented... Dave, what are you, about 6'3"?
Not quite.
You're pretty tall. No, it's okay.
6'2",
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. All right, that'll do. That'll be fine. Who's the wee lad in the corner?
This is Alberto Suarez. Alberto just got off tour with Jesse Cook.
Okay.
He also plays with the Sultans of String. We're really happy to
have
him here today.
And Anwar? Yeah, you hang out with Anwar Khurshid?
Yeah.
I just stopped in at the Clyde Church and saw them last week.
Oh, yeah?
They were setting up there. We had a good chat. I had dinner with them. Some lasagna. It was lovely. Next.
And our lead singer and founding member, Glenn Diaz, on vocals.
A founding member.
He's so humble.
Vocals and recorder.
He's so humble.
How do you do out there?
Light percussion.
In radio land, as they say.
Yeah, listen, he's got the raspy thing going on. You guys are just full tilt these days, aren't you? Hey, just full tilt.
Yeah, we're busy. Yeah, we're doing a new record, so we're spending a lot of time doing that right now. And we're hoping to have it out in the fall. That's the plan anyways.
Good. Well, listen, we know that the percussionist needs to leave. He's got a funeral he's playing at later. I mean, wedding. Yeah, same thing. So, what would you like to do? What's the first song we're going to do here, kids?
It's a song off the new record, which isn't out yet. It's called The Ballad of Old Jack McGraw. It's just got a little bit of a moral to the story.
Ooh, morals.
Yeah.
I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Wrong show. Thanks, Tim.
I usually introduce the song by saying it takes a village to raise a child.
An idiot. Oh, sorry, yes.
That's the other side of it. It also takes a village to raise a scapegoat.
Nice. Okay, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rant Maggie Rant.
Well, I'm paid for my deeds I done when I was 17. Me and Brother John, we shot at something moving in the fields. Turn out with my luck to be old Farmer Jack McGraw. Shot him in the back, it seems, while he was baling straw. My Mary waits for me, still I don't know why she does. Must be the promise that I gave her from the front of the courthouse, that I would always love her dear and hold her close to my heart, that I would marry her one day, maybe the day that I get out of these four walls, of these four walls, of these four walls. As my Mary waits for me, I sit and stare at these four walls. I wonder why my fate has turned out to be so dark. And I pray to the Lord and ask for answers to my prayers. But he ain't answered yet, and I just sit here and stare at these four walls. At these four walls. At these four walls. Devil's got a hold of me, and he's waiting for my dying day. The sound of their words reverberate round in my brain. I try to drown them out with the voice of my Mary King. My Mary King, my Mary King, my Mary King. For me, I sit and stare at these four walls, and I wonder why my fate has turned out to be so dark. And I pray to the Lord and ask for answers to my prayers. Well, he ain't answered yet, and I just sit here and stare at these four walls, at these four walls, at these four walls. Me much, they thought I was some real McCoy. never liked them much either, so I just stayed a silent boy. They would say he's too quiet, he must be hiding something odd. The prayers were answered on that day that I shot old Jack McGraw.
Old Jack McGraw. Old Jack McGraw. Old Jack McGraw. Old Jack McGraw. Old Jack McGraw. Old Jack McGraw.
Spilled. Ladies and gentlemen, Rant Maggie Rant. Give them a round of applause in your homes, in your cars, live in the studio here in the Drew Marshall Show. Ah, diddly dee. I just feel like saying that. Sorry, John. I'll get to you later. What's it like not having a microphone, eh, John? Hey?
First time in my life.
Okay, Barry, what is the problem with having this many people in the band aside from splitting the paycheck? And moving,
there are no
and having space,
no,
and
no problem.
No you're so kumbaya about all this, so kumbaya. So you have two guitars. You're switching right now,
I am, yeah.
And I want to see if you can talk while you do this.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to see how multi whatever you. He's not Lindsay. Lindsay just threw you under the bus. Very nice.
Yeah, last time I talked about being a multitasker on stage, she said, "He's not a mum."
He's not. Oh, Lindsay, are you a mother?
I am.
How many do you have?
I have three.
Two, one of each.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess. No, I have two boys and a girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And how old are they?
They are almost five.
You don't even remember. You've been on the road so long.
No. One's about to have a birthday, so she's turning five, and
okay.
Then seven. And
when's the birthday?
March 27th.
Okay. So you by the that time you're done. So, nobody cares about Rant Maggie Rant after St. Patrick's Day, right? Hey. You guys, they don't care about you anymore.
They love us.
I know.
They love us all through the year.
We're a year-round band.
You are. Yeah. You are, yeah. Lindsay, what's the weirdest gig you've ever played?
We've played a few, I think. Weirdest? We once played in a cemetery.
Nice.
That was cool.
That would be
it was
amazing.
It was very, very cool, but it was a strange
setting. The audience
was
sitting amongst
setting.
The tombstones.
Yeah. Did you kill it?
We killed it, yeah, absolutely. We killed them. And they remained there. They were unable to give us a standing ovation.
No, yeah. Listen, I grew up in the funeral industry. I know what we're talking about here. That would be so amazing to hear this music in a cemetery. Just with it was there fog?
Ooh,
was there fog?
Boogie boogie.
That'd be good.
Sure.
All right, no, it was a summer day.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, whatever. I got all carried away with my imagination. What are we doing now, kids? Lindsay, do you want to introduce this one, or who's who? Glenn?
We're going to do a song now.
Thank you.
Called "As I Roved Out." It's a traditional Irish piece. It's typical of songs that are written about women who are taken advantage of and left on the shore or left at home waiting for their soldier or sailor lad to return.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those
Sad
were the
tale
days.
Of woe.
Those were the days. All right. Well, live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Rant Maggie Rant.
As I roved out on a May morning. May morning right early, as I roved out on a May morning, right early, I met my love, she was on her way, and Lord, but she was early, with my two-raya, follow the little guy, two-raya, little follow-raya. And who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? Ah, who are you, my pretty fair maid? And who are you, me honey? She answered me most modestly, I am my mother's darling, with my churaya, all the little dog, churaya, the little faldayo. And will you come to my mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? Oh, will you come to my mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in.
my Turaya, all the little die, Turaya, the little fall die, oh. So I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. So I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. And she opened the door and she let me in, and devil one did hear us with my Turaya, fall the little down, Turaya, the little fall die, oh. Then she took my horse by the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. She took my horse by the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable, saying, plenty of oats for a soldier's horse to eat if he's able. With my Turaya, for the little now, the Turaya, the little fall back. Then she took me by her lily white hand, she led me to the table, saying, plenty of tea for a soldier lad to drink if he is able. With my Turaya, all the little dog, Turaya, all the fall I and easy. Then we got up and we lay down, Glacia, Ebro, with my Turaya, all the little dog, Turaya, with the fold I own. And there we lay till the break of day, devil the one did hear us. And there we lay till the break of day, devil the one did hear us. When I arose, put on my clothes, Glacia, I must leave you in my Turaya. Shells make Christmas bells, then make me merry with my Turaya, all the little town, Turaya, the little fall die, Turaya, all the little town, Turaya, the little fall die, Turaya, all the little town, Turaya, the little fall die. As I roved out on a May morning right early, as I roved out on a May morning right early.
Rant, Maggie Rant, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Beautiful stuff. You know, there's 73 people here in the studio and only two of us are clapping. That's Tim. Tim's always a little delayed. Really? That's what it's all about. All right, I want to just read some more about you guys, and we've got to get you to do another song. How's the warmth there, Lindsay? Yeah, it's almost menopausal in here. In 2014, they performed at London's Home Country Music
County,
Festival.
Home Country.
I think I said country, didn't I? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. There's a lot of festivals that you're doing, Glenn, these days, and I'm trying to figure out what would be your ideal festival. Where would you just love to play at?
All festivals are all ideal festivals.
No, but you got to suck up to one.
Well, locally, I'd love to do Hillside would be a great one for us to do. It's close to home.
Yep.
Farther afield. I'm from the West Coast. I love to play the Vancouver Folk
Festival.
That'd
be nice. What about Glastonbury?
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Okay.
Ozfest.
What?
Ozfest.
Really? Okay,
Celtic
that's Tim.
Celtic Colors out in Cape Breton would be really cool, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Glenn, do you sing in other groups, or is this your only?
I have an ad hoc group. My last name is Diaz. It's a typical Irish name.
Of course it is.
Yes,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
So it's Portuguese, and I have it can be either a trio or a quartet or a quintet called Buenos Diaz. Trio, Buenos Diaz, quartet, and it's jazz and country.
Nice, jazz and country.
Yeah.
You don't realize that. I just went, yeah, and then I went,
I know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
I was
hold
waiting,
on a second.
I was waiting to see the penny drop.
Jazz and country.
Yeah, people say, well, it's kind of weird, but it works.
Yeah, yeah. That's. It seems like the kind of music Rain Man would listen to.
Who would?
Rain Man, never mind.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just, right. His brain going different direction. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely jazz and country. Judge Wapner. I want to tell everyone about the concert again, because we've got more to chat about later. We've got more conversation happening later with Rant and Maggie Rant, but one of their musicians has to go. So we're going to just let you know about this concert and get another song under our belts before we run out of time. Rant and Maggie Rant will be performing on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, for all of you who are dopey, at the Hughes Room. The Hughes Room. You can go to the Hughes Room.
Yeah, beauty, eh?
Go on the Google and find out about the Hughes Room. 8:30 p.m. But you'd want to get there, I'd reckon, at least by 8, because it's open seating, so, you know, first come, first serve, right?
There's not a bad, as you said earlier, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there isn't.
But, you know, it's always good to get.
But don't put on a sweater, because she's going to get warm in there that night, let me tell you. I think I might go to that. I always love watching you guys play. I really do. Let's do another song. What are we doing here, kids?
This is Barry? A set we call the Granny Set. First song is called. I'll let
the first. The first piece of this three-part set is called "Granny, Hold the Candle While I Shave the Chicken's Lips." So I don't think we need to say anything more.
Might be the best intro to any song I've ever heard in my life. Wow. Well, here's to all the chicken's lips out there, kids. Live.
Shaved or otherwise.
Yeah, shaved or otherwise. Live on the Drew Marshall Show. Rant, Maggie, rant. Thank you. and Maggie Rand live on the Drew Marshall Show. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. What does that mean? Man, it just, there's something that, we got to talk about this because it has a real effect on me. This music, I think, Barry, I think I said this last time you were here. It makes me want to fight.
Oh, no.
No, this is what I, when I work out, when I go to the gym, this is what I listen to. I listen to Celtic music. Whether it's the pipes or whatever, that's what I listen to. I just want to pound someone.
We better mellow it out, guys.
Yeah, that's not the audience we're looking
no,
for.
You're,
Q's room. No, not exactly. There might be somewhere up the street with saloon doors on it. I don't know.
It just gets into me. I don't know what it is. Okay, was that the last percussionist song? I'm just looking at the time here.
It
last
is.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So just before you go. Alberto, I almost called you Alejandro. Alberto, what do we?
Do you have time?
Yeah, one more.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, one more.
Oh, okay. Okay, just real quickly, play one thing. Let our listeners, because it's radio, right? They don't know what you're playing. So, what do you got in front of you? Bang one instrument.
I
what
got
is?
An instrument called the cajon.
And that's what he's sitting on his cajon.
Okay, we got a djembe.
That's such a great sound, isn't it? Tim, you have one of those, don't you?
I got both of them. A cymbal and a cowbell. That's it.
Oh, we have to hear the cowbell. We have to hear the cowbell.
More cowbell.
Yeah, we have to hear it. What's it sound? What's a cowbell sound? So listen, I know my father's listening, and when I was young, I stayed out too late playing ball hockey. I broke the rule. He warned me. And it was back in the day when, you know, you got a little corporal punishment. And he had a cowbell hanging up on the garage wall with the leather strap. And he took the strap off the cowbell. And that's what I got, baby. So every time you play a cowbell, I cry. All right. We've got the accordion, obviously. That's everyone knows what that sounds like. Just give it a little sample. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's a honer. That's one of the nicer ones. And, of course, we have the fiddle, otherwise known as a violin. But today it's a fiddle. Beautiful. And the guitar, which is what is that guitar over there? What brand is it?
It's a Breedlove out of Oregon.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's handmade, of course.
Let's
and,
of course.
Solid.
Yeah. And just so our listeners can have a little. That has got a beautiful resonance to it. That's like your voice. You two were married. And this is my favorite thing of all things in this room, this big wooden whistle. What is it called?
It's a recorder. It's a tenor recorder. Most people are only familiar with the soprano recorder, which the kids play in school.
Yeah.
And often they're plastic.
Right. Or Dave plays here in the studio and kills it.
But this is pearwood, and this is a very, very old instrument.
Let's give it a sample here. What's this sound like?
Friendly giant.
No, it's not the friendly giant.
It's what the friendly giant used to play.
Oh. Oh. All right,
I'm the friendly giant's nephew.
Okay, that's weird.
I know.
Oh, so there you go, folks. All of you kids out there in Radio Land, those are the instruments that you're hearing here in the studio. We're going to do one more song with the percussionist, and what's it going to be? Who's introducing this song?
Is it another fighting song?
Well, you might find that inspiration there.
All right.
It's a three-part set that we call the Charles Sutherland. It begins with Charles Sutherland, correct, which comes out of PEI, and then we go into the Mi'kmaq, and we go into the Mi'kmaq song.
Okay.
We go into the Mi'kmaq song, or yep. Mi'kmaq, which is also out of PEI, and then we finish up with Real des Acadiennes, which is out of
PEI.
Yeah.
The first one is actually out of Scotland.
Oh, the first one's out of Scotland. Yes,
right,
that's
don't
right.
Screw that
don't
up.
Don't screw it up. Is it right?
All right. Well, again, folks, I need not say it anymore, but I will. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rant, Maggie, Rant. Thank you.
vinavin, vishtinavinavon, vishtinavinavinavinavon, tariyaka takashin, 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 tariyaka takashin, vishtinavinavon, vishtinavinavin, vishtinavinavon, vishtinavinavinavinavinavon, tariyaka takashin, 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 tariyaka takashin, vishtinavinavon, alikuchuom shushla zabetta, alikuchuom shushla, alikuchuom shushla zabetta, alikuchuom shushla. Be bitten, tally a boden, I be boden, eh? Stally what a whittle, I be boden, eh? Be bitten, tally a boden, I be boden, eh? Stally what a whittle, I be boden, eh? Be bitten. This dinner, 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 this dinner, dinner, ball, this dinner, 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 ball, ball. Tally a kataka shim, taka shim, taka shim. Tally a kataka shim, this dinner, dinner, ball. This dinner, 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 this dinner, dinner, ball. This dinner, 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 ball, ball. Tally a kataka shim, taka shim, taka shim. Tally a kataka shim, this dinner, dinner, ball. Ani kuchu wum shushla zabetta.
Ani kuchu wum shushla.
Ani kuchu wum shushla zabetta.
Ani kuchu wum shushla.
Bibi bitten, tally ala boden, I be boden. Stally wala whittle, I be boden. Bibi bitten, tally ala boden, I be boden. Stally wala whittle, I be boden. Bibi bitten. Vish tina vina vina, vish tina vina vina, vish tina vina 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 vina. Tally yaka taka shim, taka shim, taka shim. Tally yaka taka shim.
Well done, guys. Oh, unbelievable stuff. This is actually a personal thrill to have you guys back in the show. So I know it sounds like I'm sucking up and we're on radio and I'm supposed to say nice stuff, but it is an absolute privilege to have you back.
So much. It's a real pleasure to be back here, Drew. Thanks. Thank you very much for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks. Live in the studio with Rant Maggie Rant. Last year we had, do you remember the name of the group last year, Tim? Who was that?
The people of Celticness.
The people of Celticness.
Yes.
That's yes. Well done. Well said. No.
I honestly don't know. Sorry, brother.
No, is it NUA? NUA? Do you know them?
There is a band. There is a band, yes.
Yo, those guys.
They were so good too, but you guys are here and I like you more right now. So I want to talk to you. Let's just a little musical break here. Everyone's got a little microphone here, pretty much. When it comes to fans of Celtic music, Glenn, are the kids getting into it finally? Do you think, you know, the young beatnik folks with the beards?
You know what? They certainly do and can and will when they hear it.
Yeah.
It's getting them exposed to it. This is the challenge. So you know, I mean, we know that you know we get spoon fed a lot of music, you know, a lot of the time through the mainstream.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of music that's overlooked. A lot of that music is coming from all over the world. There's music being made all over the world. And we miss a lot of that because you have to seek it out.
So what do you put in the category of Celtic? Because is it not a fairly broad category?
Well, we always describe the seven Celtic nations, which are Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, Isle of Man, and then there are two in mainland Europe as well.
Right.
In France, we have Brittany, and in Spain, Galicia.
And don't forget Shelburne, Ontario.
And there's always Shelburne. How could I forget
I know.
Shelburne?
Yeah.
Right?
I need to pipe in here a bit.
Oh, are we? Is this a fight?
Yeah.
Because I'm ready.
It is. I mean, I think, and we've been corrected because we've...
Have you?
We've said, hey, we play in a Celtic band, and you know, we had somebody say, well, there is no such thing as Celtic music. There's traditional music from the seven Celtic nations. And that is what we refer
to. So what they're saying is similar to the Christian music scene. There's no such thing as Christian music. There are Christians who play music, but, you know, music in and of itself is not Christian. Is that what they're trying to say, do you think?
Yeah, basically. It's like the seven Celtic nations have their own traditional music, and that's what we play.
Right. Who would know the difference between an Irish bagpipe and a Scottish bagpipe, other than Tim?
Probably most of us.
Dave, do you know the difference?
Yeah, well, in Ireland, the type of bagpipe you'll mostly see is what are called the Illan pipes, and that's Illan spelled U-I-L-L-E-A-N-N. It's
like,
an Irish word.
Like meaning, the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, you be Illan.
Thank you.
And actually, it's an Irish word which means elbow, because the Irish bagpipe player is always using the elbows. One elbow has the bag with it, the other elbow is working a set of bellows instead of blowing in.
Right.
The player will use the bellows, so it's all elbow action. And it's a totally different sound, but it's a great sound.
Do you play that too?
No.
Because you play about 37 instruments, don't
you? Yeah. When I get to 40, it'll probably be the Irish pipes.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan of the pipes, so we'll be speaking later to my father. The Marshall clan, I think originally, if I have this right, came from Scotland. We were sent over to Northern Ireland as Protestant planters to tick off the Catholics. And then eventually, is that about right, Johnny Boy?
Pretty close.
Yeah. And then we got sent, we didn't get sent. We left during the emigration in the 1850s or whatever, and we ended up in near Shelburne, Ontario, actually, Dufferin County, Orangeville area. So I've got lots of Irish stuff to talk about later in the show. Let's do this song that we were going to do, this sort of softer one without, is it softer one without the percussionist? Remember, we were going to do a song without the percussionist.
We did that one.
Oh.
Because he stayed. We did it.
Yeah. It was so nice of him to stay.
Wasn't it nice? I know.
Do you want to play something else without the percussionist?
I'm just wondering if there's another song that we have that we can do without.
Oh, you just had a deep exhale there. What does that mean?
while they're talking, they're figuring it out. You know, I want to go back to your original question about kids and them getting into music. We did have a chance.
Oh, come right into the mic.
Okay. Yeah, we did have a chance to play 6 concerts in Guelph at the River Run Center for grade 5 and 6 year old kids. It was a special program.
That'd
right?
be cool.
So that was like over 2 days, over 3 days rather. We did 2 concerts a day. One of them was at 9:30 in the morning, but we played for these kids and they went nuts. Mm-hmm. They absolutely loved it. They were hopping up and down and clapping, and they were like a very, very good audience. So yes, the answer to that question is yes. And this is music for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got to figure out a way to get this into the punk scene, you know? I think it would be great. You remember Michael Bennett?
Yeah.
Michael Bennett seduced some of this stuff. Okay, so we're getting set. We've got the accordion going. We've got the fiddle going. We've got the guitar going. Glenn, are you going to do anything, or are you just going to sit there and look good?
I've got something to do, too. I have a duty.
Okay. He said duty. So, who wants to set this song up? Do you know a little bit about this song, Glenn?
Well, Barry brought this to the band, and he's more familiar with the writer. This is a songwriter, a Toronto-based songwriter that Barry's familiar with.
Well, while Barry's tuning, let me just tell everyone again to go to their website, Rant Maggie Rant, rantmaggierant.com. And, of course, you want to go to their performance at Hughes Room on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. It's at 8:30 p.m. I would get there. Well, I would go early. Do they serve dinner? I guess they do, yeah.
Yes,
so go early and have dinner.
Very good dinner.
If you go early and get dinner, you'll get better seats, right? That's how it works.
I don't know if this was mentioned. This is our 6th annual
St.
Patrick's celebration at Hughes Room. Yes.
They know how to stick with good stuff, right? They've had Ken Whiteley there forever, and they've got you guys now there forever. So good to Richard and the gang for booking you guys. All right, Barry, set this up for us.
So this is I run a concert series in Stratford, Ontario. I've been doing it for about 9 years, and I brought this guy.
So you discovered Justin.
I wouldn't say I discovered him, but anyways, it's Kevin Quain from Toronto.
Oh.
He did a residency, I believe, at the Cameron House for something like 17 years. They just ended it last year. So every Sunday with the Mad Bastards.
Wait, what's his name again?
Kevin Quain.
I have seen this guy.
Yeah, he's I love him. He's a great songwriter.
That's one of my favorite venues. I love the Cameron House.
Yeah.
Great feel.
And so I brought him to Stratford, and we just struck up a little bit of a friendship.
Sure.
And heard this song, and it's like, I just love this tune. It's just perfect for this band, I think.
Brilliant. Know, so. And it's called again?
Mr. Valentine's Dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Mr. Valentine's Dead, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rant Maggie Rant.
Valentine's dead, and he's drinking Manhattans, singing a coal miner's tune in his daddy's tuxedo and Fred Astaire shoes. He's the best looking corpse in the room. Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels are waiting down at the end of the bar. They're drinking martinis and laughing at nothing, smoking Havana cigars. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Did you ever hear corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his dream. Mr. Valentine's dead, but it won't slow him down. He's determined to stay on his feet. He bangs on the table and he orders around, and he pays with the gold in his teeth. Mr. Valentine's dead, and he's singing in Spanish, wearing a rose in his hair. Now the angels are howling and drinking tequila, shooting their guns in the air. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Did you ever hear corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his dream. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he still loves a party. He's always the last one to leave. He hangs down his head and he cries like a baby when the band plays Goodnight Irene. Irene, goodnight. Irene, goodnight. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he's never looked better. The priest will meet him tonight. Tell his mom to stop crying and the band to keep playing, cause the angels are too drunk to fly. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Did you ever hear corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his dream. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Did you ever hear corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead, and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his dream.
What a beautiful way to finish. Beautiful. Absolutely fantastic. Rant Maggie Rant on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, I'm just kind of tingly right now. You know what?
Still
want
to fight?
I've changed. I still want to fight. This is, I don't know whether it's because I have, you know, blood from over there or what it is, but, and maybe it's just the same for everybody. Although I know not everybody gets into the same kind of music, but boy, this has a real emotional effect on me. These kind of tunes, and it must be for you guys as well. I hope it does. I hope he never gets sick of this, because if the business becomes too much of the business, then the heart won't shine through in what you guys do, and that's really important. That was the first thing I noticed about you guys when you came here 2 years ago, I think. You bled all over your music, and it was beautiful.
Do we appear jaded now?
Totally jaded.
Hanging in.
Yeah. No, it's just a kind of a standard warning to everybody. Yeah. Again, you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and this is live on the Drew Marshall Show, sponsored by Easter Seals Ontario, helping kids with physical disabilities succeed. EasterSeals.org. It is Easter Seals Month, by the way. So you want to kind of, I don't know if you can call it Easter Seals Month, but it is their big month. And you want to partner with them if you can, please. If you've never done it before, you need to get on board this right away. EasterSeals.org. You know, we focus on a lot of charities here on our show over the last 13 years, but you know, Easter Seals is, I have memories of growing up watching the Easter Seals, you know, the telethon and the commercials and all that kind of, right? Hey, Tim?
Oh, yeah, that was B.
What?
CTV, wasn't it? CTV?
Was it CTV? I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they had, like, all the broadcasters. Didn't Uncle Bobby help sometimes?
Uncle Bobby helped?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Bimbo, bimbo, I'm the Uncle Bobby show. Bimbo, bimbo.
Oh, I'm the Uncle Bobby. That's all I know.
I would like to say to you and you a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, boys and girls. We watched too much TV when we were younger, let me tell you. Do you remember what was, Glenn, what was your favorite show growing up?
Oh, we talked about it already. The Friendly Giant, of course.
That was it?
I was in love with the Friendly Giant.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I said the Friendly Giant's nephew, because when they canceled the Friendly Giant show, and Bob Hume, I think was his name, you know, he continued to live for a while, but they just stopped the show at one point. And I thought it would be a really great show to revive. And I used to dream of going and proposing to CBC that they revive the Friendly Giant show. But yeah. I would be the Friendly Giant's nephew.
I like it.
Right?
Sure.
Because he also played tenor recorder. He, you know, that was one of the things he did. So I identified very strongly with
him. How did he call? Yeah.
That's how he called Jerome the giraffe.
I didn't have to finish my sentence.
It was Jerome the giraffe, and you know what? Here's the thing: I didn't have color television, and you know what? Jerome was purple. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Jerome was purple.
I just thought he was a regular giraffe. No, he was a purple giraffe.
And what was the name of
Rusty?
The thing? I don't have to finish the sentence.
He was in the book. He was in the book bag, and I'll call Rusty, and then Rusty would come out of the bag and go, "Hi, Friendly. Hi, Friendly.
Hi, Friendly. He was a bit strange, that fella." Oh, man. Scariest thing on children's television, I think, are the paper mache puppets on Mr. Rogers. Do you remember those? They were scary-looking critters, you know.
We don't have to go there, though, do we?
I don't know. Mr. Rogers himself is a bit scary.
Mr. Rogers
that's,
was...
That's what I was afraid might come up.
Yep.
So
yeah. Sweaters
Sensor.
And slippers. Yeah.
Cut.
And then who was... hold on, I got to think this through for a second. Mr. Dress-Up, do you remember? We talked about him the other day.
Ernie Coombs.
Do you remember how his wife died?
Yes,
anybody know
tragically. Tragically.
Walking
horribly.
Along a sidewalk, yes, and a car came up and hit her.
Yes.
Horrible.
And put her through a plate glass window. That's terrible.
Really, let's finish the rest of the story with the more details.
Yeah, let's go with the gruesome
Glenn.
Part, right? Yeah. Jeez. No, it was terrible. So, yeah.
You want to see my impersonation of Finnegan, the dog, on Mr. Dress-Up?
I've seen it.
Ready? Here it is.
Here it is.
It's like Don Cherry in a t-shirt. No? Okay.
Yeah, it's not good for radio.
What is your gig tonight? Wait, do you have one tonight?
No.
Good for you.
I do.
Oh, you do?
So do I.
So does Lindsay, actually.
And
Lindsay,
so
let's do this. Okay, Lindsay
just
joined the fantastic folk rock supergroup
AC/DC?
Trent Severn.
Excuse me?
Yes. Trent Severn.
How did that happen, Lindsay? We need to talk about this. This is kind of a big deal.
Well, I guess I was lucky. Laura C. Bates was their fiddler and singer.
Yeah.
And she's pursuing some other groups that she's a part of, the Boxcar Boys.
Right.
And so they asked me to come out. And that's
congratulations.
That.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting.
So do all you fiddlers stick together? Apparently, no. That was a
I
big long
so.
Silence. No, because there's two fiddlers that I know. One guy who plays with pretty much everybody. He's kind of a real, like, he's socially awkward, lives in his car kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Does that ring any bells
to
anybody?
No.
That's like, I wish I could remember his name. And then the other one is the girl who plays with the Lovelocks now, Allie Rainey. And, boy, she's got a great vibe. I saw them, when was it? Thursday night, I think, down at Mod Club. See the release party. It was quite good. Yeah. But I just thought all you fiddlers would know each other. It's like kickers, in football. We all know each other.
I think just musicians in general are that way a bit. And especially, we're based out of Stratford, Ontario. And it's a pretty tight-knit musical community.
Sure. What about Rick Francis? You'd know him.
Yes, I know. We know Rick Francis. Yeah. Yes.
Because Rick plays with a friend of ours, Allie Matthews.
Allie Matthews, who is wonderful.
I've seen them perform at the Church restaurant.
Which is now no longer called the Church. It is called Revival House.
Okay.
And it is has become a major music venue in Stratford.
Good.
That's where
we're really playing there next Friday night.
Next Friday night.
The night after St. Patrick's.
So is it a restaurant at all or no?
It still is. It's a fine dining restaurant, but it's got a wonderful bar. It's got this amazing ambiance. It's still the old church, so you can't really change the structure much. But they've done things inside to freshen it considerably.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. And Dave, you're doing something this week as well?
I'm playing for dancers tonight. There's the Kaylee Dance in Toronto, and that's largely what I do.
Dude, there's a Kaylee tonight in Toronto? Is it open?
I can't remember the details right now.
Oh, you got to come on! He so doesn't want me to show up.
I heard about it myself a few hours ago, to be fair.
Right.
I'm playing with Patrick Orso, a great fiddler in Toronto.
Okay. You know, I don't dance. There's twice I've danced. Is at a Kaylee and at an Earth, Wind & Fire concert.
You had to.
Both those events, you have to. Yeah. That's good. Good for you. That's good. And Barry, you're playing tonight where?
I have a project called String Bone. It's more or less all my songs, and I just invite musicians to come and play with me. It's the third of a residency at a place called Monforte's on Wellington in Stratford.
Okay.
Sarah Jane Scouten is coming tonight to play. A fellow out of Kitchener, Phil McTaggart, another singer-songwriter, is coming to play.
Do you have an accent?
Just an Ontario one.
Does he not sound like a hoser? Or something?
A little
lilt. Dives off the end
hoser.
Of it. Yeah.
Like a Bob and Doug McKenzie kind of guy?
Thank you.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, hold on. Tim, does he sound like a hoser?
Genuinely, he's my uncle, right? You know, we got the Little Giant's nephew over here, but this is my uncle, so it's great. Later, we're going to go out and go some skidooing.
Okay. Hey, did you ever get a free beer from when you found that mouse?
Yeah, I did. It was a big mouse, actually. It was a rat. It was a pretty big bottle of beer. So
all those musicians out there, if you get a chance to do this show, understand that they're going to take the mickey out of you.
Yes.
Yes, it's just going to happen.
That's how it happens.
They gave the whole thing for you. It's beauty. Okay. All right, I'm going to pass it back to my uncle. Here you go, Uncle Bob.
He is such a tool.
Just the way to
unbelievable.
Well, I've never been told that before. But I
wasn't calling you a tool.
That's a great. A hoser. I've never been called a hoser.
No,
it's a great compliment. I appreciate it.
I might pick that up, Barry.
Well, listen, you guys are fun. Just too much fun. We got to hang out more, man. Let me tell you all again for the fourth time on our show that Rant Maggie Rand will be performing at St. Patrick's Day, on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at Hughes Room for the sixth year, is it?
Sixth year.
So 8:30 p.m. Get there early. Go have dinner. Say hi to Richard and the gang, and it'll be a great evening faux show. By the way, how much are tickets? You should charge a lot for that.
Do you know how much tickets are for that show?
That's not enough.
No, you're right, but you know what?
It's not enough.
$27.50 at the door, $25 in advance.
All right, we'll get on that, folks, and save yourself $2.50. We've got. Did you guys bring a CD by chance? Did you have one with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're playing it.
Recorded live at Hughes Room.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to give away this CD on our Facebook page. So if you are become a new liker, if you like us today, then we put your name. We pick basically one of you, and we'll send you the CD. You've got to live in Ontario. We're not sending the CD to Africa. So that's the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page. Like us right now. Go for it. Do it. That's our way of getting bigger numbers. And you know, when I was a kid, I used to buy my friends with gum and chocolate bars and ice cream and stuff. That's what I used to do. No, seriously. Well, you're all looking at me like...
And you have friends now.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
The ice cream's all melted, Drew.
Hey, look it. The we got Guinness.
Oh, too funny. All right, Rant Maggie Rant. Again, live on at Hughes Room March 17th. And this segment is called Live on the Drew Marshall Show, and it's been sponsored by Easter Seals Ontario, helping kids with physical disabilities succeed. EasterSeals.org. Go there, support them, help them out, do that today. We're heading out with one of their tracks, and when we come back, we have so much more on the Drew Marshall Show. Lots more coming up on our St. Patrick's Day special. Stay with us.